Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It's a great way to get the week going, listening to the St. Louis All Local podcast and learning about what's happened around the region today from KMOX. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story, Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush and Congressman Emanuel Cleaver have sent a letter to Governor Mike Parson urging him to halt the execution of David Hoschur.
However, today Mike Parson denied a clemency petition and confirmed Missouri will execute Hoschur Tuesday evening. Hoschur was convicted of the 2009 killing of Angela Gilpin. Jim Salter with the Associated Press will witness the execution.
Mr. Hoschur and Angela had an affair. She reconciled with her husband, and according to people who investigated the case, he became angry that she had left him and made some threats and killed her outside the apartment that Angela and Rodney shared in Jefferson City.
Congresswoman Bush's letter to Governor Parson says medical experts concluded that Mr. Hoschur, a 69-year-old former veteran of the U.S. Navy, committed his offense while suffering from significant brain damage from a stroke. Bush says Hoschur's trial team failed to fully present this information to the jurors and that now numerous jurors have stated since then, had they known that information, their deliberations would have been different. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Prison reform is underway to help reform prisoners.
Mizzou researcher Kelly Canada is working with the Missouri Department of Corrections to make some major changes at four state prisons with the focus on helping those people do better on the outside so they don't return to prison.
The lack of autonomy and being able to make your own choices, to feeling pride in the things that you do day to day, the noise. I mean, prisons are just loud typically. And having people around you all the time. I mean, I think we can all appreciate the need sometimes for a little bit of privacy.
So they're changing the physical spaces, working on staff training, building residents' personal skills and community connections. Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
An omnibus bill focused on public safety could go into effect this week in Missouri.
The governor has until the end of the week to sign it or it becomes law. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says it includes a law in honor of fallen officer Antonio Valentine, who died in service back in 2021.
What it would do is Valentine's law would create a new felony for those that flee recklessly from law enforcement. So it's about keeping our first responders safe, but it's also about keeping the community safe as well.
Also included in the omnibus bill, Blair's law punishing those who shoot guns into the air, and Max's law giving more teeth to prosecutors to charge people who hurt police animals. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Senator McCreary taking part in a town hall at 7 o'clock tonight with State Senator Doug Beck and State Rep. Bridget Walsh Moore at Afton Fire Station 1. Some clergy had a special day of training this past Saturday so faith leaders could learn to minister to those affected by suicide. Tammy Bush is with New Life Community Church in East St. Louis. She lost her daughter to suicide.
I am one of the suicide loss survivors that feel like it is important to get the word out, especially in my community. Black Americans need to know because the stigma behind it.
The training is an all-day interactive training that uses faith. Tondra Rutledge is one of the trainers from Soul Shop who was here over the weekend.
We talk about holding services or funerals, you know, of loved ones and people in their congregations who might die by suicide.
Rutledge says if you suspect someone needs help, call 988, which is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Spirit of St. Louis Airport shut down for about a half hour this morning after a single-engine plane Cessna made an emergency landing. Airport officials tell KMOX the pilot heard a pop while retracting the landing gear just after takeoff. He was able to land the plane back on the runway without damaging the wings. Two on board, neither hurt. Airlines are warning of a pilot shortage. St. Louis University is one of the country's oldest aviation colleges. This week, 25 high school students interested in a career in the cockpit or in a boot camp at SLU.
We spent the morning with them on simulators and kind of learning about how the flight instruments work, how the flight controls work. They met with our flight instructors to go through a pre-flight inspection just to kind of learn what steps they need to take before they would get in the airplane to go fly for real. And then right now they are currently getting ready to go on their first flight with one of our flight instructors.
SLU Assistant Chief Flight Instructor Ryan Boyer tells KMOX that airlines are always looking for new pilots, as the mandatory retirement age of 65 is now taking many out of commission. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is headed to Canada on a trade mission. Politico reports Pritzker will give the keynote address tomorrow at a U.S.-Canada summit. He'll be making stops in Toronto and Montreal discussing electric vehicles, technology, and quantum industries. The KMOX Business Desk: last year, Missouri reinstated a tax incentive program for film and TV production. As KMOX's Megan Lynch tells us, people are working behind the scenes to make sure St. Louis gets some of the action.
St. Louis Film Office Manager Kelly Hyatt tells KMOX the region already has a great deal of talent on the acting side and the crew side.
One of the things that I get asked a lot when producers and production designers call about filming in St. Louis is it's called depth of crew. So how many actual productions could we facilitate at one time? I think number one, we could have one going, no problem, one and a half maybe. So there is a little issue with depth of crew.
Hyatt points out there are a number of nonprofits already working to build that capacity. She adds she's been reaching out to other stakeholders such as police and transportation agencies to educate them about future needs for film crews.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, we've got news on St. Louis's largest airline. An activist shareholder has taken an approximately $2 billion stake in Southwest Airlines, wants to get rid of the CEO. The investment firm Elliott alleges Southwest is failing to keep up with other airlines, alleges the company suffers from outdated technology and operational procedures. So let's delve into what this could mean for St. Louis and Southwest with Mike Boyd of Boyd Group International. Thank you so much for being with us on KMOX.
Hey, my pleasure, sir. I think we need to start at the bottom line. What are these people after? And what is the one group out there in the world that isn't ticked off at Southwest? It's called the passenger, which means if these guys want to come in and talk about administrative procedures and other things, fine. But are they bringing these shiny-faced MBAs that wouldn't know an airplane from an ATM machine and tell Southwest how to operate? We got problems.
Yeah, what are we talking about here? Are we really focusing on those kinds of behind-the-scenes IT type of things and employee procedures? Or are we also talking about Elliott pushing for assigned seats and multiple classes and that sort of thing in front of the passenger?
See, what I'm afraid of is Elliott will walk in there and say, well, other airlines charge for luggage. You better charge, too. You're losing money, which is not necessarily true. But when you have people that don't know the airline industry looking at what Americans doing or other airlines are doing and trying to force them on Southwest, we've got a problem, because if they're not airline experts, they got to recognize Southwest has one thing that other airlines don't have, which is a very, very, very loyal customer base. So if they start to monkey with that and say that you got to make it more complex for the passenger, they're going in the direction of Frontier Airlines, where, you know, it's like a minimum security prison to fly the airline.
They say that if you improve the financial performance of the airline, the employees will be happier. And if you fix these behind-the-scenes thing, you won't have another December 2022.
Well, first of all, December 22, put that out of your mind. That was a one-off. That's not going to happen again. But the point is they're accurate. You know, if you can improve systems, you can improve, you know, the flow of the airline, that sort of thing. That's one thing. But if they come in there and say, hey, you better do what other airlines do. You better charge for seats. You better charge for overhead luggage. You better charge for a first-class section. That's not Southwest, and that's not the base of the consumer that's flying Southwest. So the only fear I have is you're going to bring in, like I said, some shiny-faced kids right out of MBA school who don't know anything and start to tell Southwest how to be an airline.
Now, also in this manifesto from Elliott, they say that they are not a fan of what they call the simplistic growth strategy. They say Southwest has just added more flights for the sake of growth. Many of those new routes are unprofitable, and that Southwest, to your point, would be better looking at getting money from customers, not from more flights, but from more upsells and more features and that sort of thing.
Well, I wouldn't give them the credit right now of saying they know whether Southwest individual flights are profitable or not. I've spoken to Bob in the front office there, and he says that they are, some of these routes are profitable. When you hear people talk about they're not getting the right market share, run for cover, because that's 1980s thinking. So, you know, I applaud looking at it, but if you get some kid from the outside, some company like this from the outside that has no airline background telling Southwest that they're not profitable, I don't think they know what they're talking about yet.
This investment firm seems to take a look at 70% load factor as their metric for whether the route is economic or not. And so, you know, when you take a look at Southwest has, they don't call them hubs, they call them flow points, but there's a large connecting operation here in St. Louis. And many of those, with almost 60 nonstop cities, by the way, but many of those routes, Des Moines, 69% load factor, Kansas City, Detroit, 69, Minneapolis, 68. Could those be in trouble? Stop.
No, that whole argument that it's a 70% makes it profitable, 69 doesn't, that is malarkey. The fact is, what kind of revenue are you getting flowing into St. Louis from, say, Des Moines? The revenue is what counts, not whether the seats are full. Where are those people going? If half of them are going to Seattle, you got a moneymaker there with that feed traffic. So that kind of simplistic stuff, I hope this Elliott bunch doesn't go there, because if they do, they got to be shown the door. I don't care how much stock they own.
So what should St. Louis, you know, as we're taking a look at multi-billion dollar single terminal rebuild of the airport, we're obviously still taking a look back at TWA and hoping that Southwest can fill that void for us with the nonstop flights, you know, hoping that we continue. So many of these flights are here because Southwest sends connecting traffic through. Southwest has been looking at adding more baggage capacity. In the meantime, ahead of the permanent new terminal, so much, you know, at play in St. Louis. If Southwest is under financial pressure from these private equity folks, what could that mean for St. Louis? What should the region keep in mind?
Well, if you get people that don't know anything about the airline business deciding what Southwest has to do in St. Louis, yeah, St. Louis is in trouble. But, you know, the fact is, the investment that St. Louis is making right now in that airport is not just good. It's absolutely necessary, regardless of what's happening. Because I think Southwest is going to get through this, and I'm pretty confident that, you know, these are people that really, you know, want to enhance stock value. That's great, but I think at the end of the day, if they don't know more about the airline business, they really should keep their nose out of it.
Now, what do you say if the folks who are not experts on the industry, if they get their hands on the controls, why would you say St. Louis is in trouble?
Well, because what they could do is they're going to mismanage the airline into the ground. That has happened before, where new management gets into an airline, and decides they're going to do new things with it or try to be like everybody else. I mean, the original brand of what killed it at the very end was they got some clown who was with Southwest, as a matter of fact, who tried to make it Southwest, and it didn't work. Every airline is unique. So the fact is, Southwest is doing okay yet, and I'm not arguing about some of the other points Elliott made. All I'm saying is, if they come in there and say Southwest needs to be more like other carriers, we got trouble, because it doesn't have to be and shouldn't be.
Well, this is just beginning, something to continue to track. And we always appreciate talking with Mike Boyd from Boyd Group International, helping us sort this all out. Thank you so much, Mike.
My pleasure, sir. Have a good day.
The St. Louis All Local Podcast is a production of the KMOX News Team. I'm Michael Calhoun.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.